Pakistan's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Asim Iftihar Ahmad, on Friday condemned Israeli airstrikes on Iran during an emergency session of the UN Security Council, calling them a blatant violation of the UN Charter and international law. Addressing a session on the war, Ambassador Ahmad urged members to issue an unconditional and unequivocal condemnation of the attacks and to take meaningful action to halt the aggression. He praised Secretary General Antonio Guterres's earlier appeal for a ceasefire, declaring Pakistan's full support for diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis. Denouncing the unjustified and illegal strikes on Iran's peaceful nuclear facilities, he stressed that they not only breached International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, safeguards but also defied the Geneva Conventions and other global treaties. Pakistan called on the IAEA to publicly clarify its legal position and to submit a full report to the Security Council. Touching upon the humanitarian fallout, he expressed deep concern over the loss of civilian lives and widespread devastation, warning that such actions posed serious risks to regional and global stability. He also voiced apprehension about escalating tensions in Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen, citing similar violations by Israel, which, he said, further destabilize the Middle East. Ahmad urged the Security Council to take immediate steps, condemn Israel's attacks on Iran, secure an immediate ceasefire, protect nuclear and civilian infrastructure, and support renewed diplomacy under UN Resolution 487. He cautioned that the strikes on nuclear facilities endangered ongoing diplomatic efforts and stressed that a peaceful resolution must not be derailed by further military escalation. Highlighting ongoing negotiations between the U.S., E3 and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program, Ahmad said striking nuclear sites now risked undermining these delicate talks. He also called for the IAEA to maintain non-political, professional monitoring of nuclear facilities to ensure transparent and reliable reporting. "This is a pivotal moment. A durable solution cannot be achieved through force," he asserted. "Respect for international law and the UN Charter is the only path forward. Diplomacy must be given a chance."